be so much easier to find it. But
oh, sounds great.
Yeah, it'll take some time. Our design partners at Landisburg Design have done just a phenomenal job trying to figure out how to do this. We really are grateful for them coming up with some new methods for us.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we'll love your feedback.
Oh, I'd be happy to give you feedback because, you know, website accessibility is always a big issue for me, just getting around and even doing my grocery shopping online. There's some things about that website.
Yeah, that's a hugely important to us. And there's some more things we're going to do soon, too, including some transcriptions. So people who may have difficulty hearing can actually see some of the words that are being conveyed in our oral history, too. So we're trying our best to get a lot done in one big upgrade. So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, see, what would happen, a deafblind person would, and they would use a Braille display.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he or she would use a Braille display to access that. So any text would be really helpful to them.
Absolutely. And it's important to us that everybody, we've always cared about that, but technology sometimes inadvertently leaves people out of things without thinking about that. So we're excited to add it. Thank you, as always. A charge to you. And
well, thank you, and I enjoyed that, and I enjoyed the Sound Hound. In fact, I wanted to share to you that the Sound Hound sounds like Sparky did when he was a puppy. I was going through some old Sparky recordings the other day and trying to, you know, rile him up. Do you recognize that? Do you recognize that? And here I found him as a puppy, and it sounded just like the Sound Hound.
Maybe Sparky played the role. We might owe him some royalties. You never know. Thanks for
thank you so
thanks.
Much. And I enjoy your
what
show.
Am I gonna do? I'm caught in a pitfall of love that isn't true.
Congratulations if you came up with pet.
The first time that I met you, you let me hold your hand. But you led me on and made me think that I could be your man. The way you cuddled close to me and held your lips so near. You made my lonely heart give in. I lost all sudden fear. Then I fell.
Pitfall.
What am I gonna do? I'm caught in a pitfall of love that isn't true.
We have had so many text messages and phone calls and emails this morning. If you haven't received a reply, my apologies. I think we're caught up.
And when you held me close to you and whispered in my ear, my head was spinning round and round, my brain just wasn't clear. You told me that you loved me and forever you'd be true. And with your lips pressed close to mine, oh, what else could I do? Then I fell.
Pitfall.
What am I gonna do? I'm caught in a pitfall of love that isn't true.
Pitfall.
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 The Wittstein brothers, the Wittstein brothers here at the Saturday Light Brigade. It's one we haven't played before, Pitfall. And we're going to get right to the birthdays. Today we have Linda of Lancaster from husband George, Kevin of Greensburg from your family, Genevieve, also known as Jen Jen of Mount Lebanon, Brianne from Jima and Pap. Or Gima, that is, Gima and Pap. Lucy of Darmont for Mom, Dad, and Colin. Tom Roberts, we love you. Happy birthday today, Tom. Of Swickley and the North Side. mostly the north side. Happy birthday, Tom. Porky Chadwick's birthday is February 4th, 1918. And although Pork's no longer with us, happy birthday to him. Chadell of Hazelwood from Mom, also born on the 4th. Nathaniel from your family, and Kate from your family. Joshua and Caleb, twins of Highland Park, from Amy, Paul, your parents, Amy and Paul, and sister Leah, born on the 4th. On the 5th, we have Maria of Harmony from your family, Sarah of Freedom, from sister Annie and Becky and Chris and all the bubs, Vincenza. Happy birthday to Vincenza from Michaelina, and Diana of Monroeville from Kevin and Beth, celebrating on February 5th. On February 6th, we have Keith Klaus, Maggie of North Huntington, John from Aunt Teresa, Mikey in Highland Park, Madison of Allison Park, and Tom of Mount Pleasant from Eileen. February 7th, it's Lucas of Valencia, Lily of Swiss Home Park from Keith and Helen and Wilson and Teddy, Tashawn of Brighton Heights from Grandma Sheila in Manchester and family, Kippy of Roslyn Farms from Stephen and Susan and Ben, Sadie from your family. Also on the 7th, we have Benjamin from June and Bill, Cynthia from Maria, Millie, Tilly, Lily, Joan, Lisa, and company. On the 8th, we have Monica from John, Jay of Youngstown, Ohio, from Aunt Ricky and Uncle Larry. That would be Ricky and me and your whole family on the 8th. Louise of Regent Square from Dad, Joe, Tim from Gretchen, and Katie and Brian. Julia, also on the 8th, from Peter, Andrew, Maria, and your mom and dad. Ed and Deb Moretti have an anniversary on February 8th. Sam and Crafton has a birthday. Julia and Gregory, your sister and brother, wish you a happy birthday, as do your parents. Brendan of Allison Park celebrates on the 8th. And on the 9th, we have Nick of West Mifflin from Brother Tom and your cousins up on Shea Mountain. Anne from husband Dan and Jim and Beth. Liam of Verona from your parents, Diane of Avalon from Gary and Stephen, and Madeline of Mercer from Brother Jackson and family.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A. 15233.
Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUP FM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSHJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and internet radio stations and streaming services everywhere, including slbradio.org/radio.
Sadie danced a hole in her stocking. Billy broke a buckle on his boot. Grandma's dipping in the shine. Should have seen her shuffling scoop. Back and forth across the living room floor, sawdust flying in the air. Sadie danced a hole in her stocking, and nobody seemed to care. Saturday we held Mama, moved the living room to the porch. Kinfolk and neighbors come through that old screen door. Billy broke a buckle on his boot. Grandma's dipping in the shine, should have seen her shuffle and scoot. Back and forth across the living room floor, sawdust flying in the air. Sadie danced a hole in her stocking, and nobody seemed to care.
And Banjo Company and Sadie danced a hole in her stocking. I'd like to think somebody cared. Whoever had to darn that stocking. We are going to play Guess Who in just a moment here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and another game following it to challenge you this morning.
The Northside Chronicle joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The Northside Chronicle is a free community newspaper that provides hyper-local coverage on the people, places, and events in the 18 Northside neighborhoods of Pittsburgh. Details on the Northside Chronicle's Reader's Photo Contest, insider polls, letters to the editor, as well as the Northside Chronicle's free weekly newsletter is available at thenorthsidechronicle.com.
Last week's on-air segments featuring kids cooking classes at Andrew Carnegie Free Library, teen research opportunities at UPMC Hillman Cancer Center Academy, the Friends of the Riverfront Litter Collection Competition, the Calliope Quartet from Youth Chamber Connection, three teen actors, and Morgantown-based singer-songwriter Gray Buchanan are now available at neighborhoodvoices.org. Now it's time to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. Now it's time to play Guess Who. We are about to give you a pair of initials, and it's up to you to guess who they belong to. Could be somebody of any gender. It could be somebody real, fictitious, living, no longer living. Maybe it's somebody from the world of sports, music, literature. No matter who it is, we think it's probably a name you have heard before. Here are this week's initials. L-A. That's L as in leaper, and A as in Allegheny. neither of those are clues. It's just a way to help you remember the letters and that you heard them correctly. L-A, let the guessing commence. You can guess as many times as you would like. 412-200-5975. You can send us a text or call us using that number. You can also call 1-888-752-7234. L-A, today's Guess Who initials. Good luck. John in Economy Borough gets us started with the Anderson sisters, Lonnie and Laurie. Not them. He also mentions Louie Anderson and Lily Allen. And he has the correct answer. Nick in New York City has the correct answer and a whole bunch of guesses, including Lucy Arnaz. And hang on, Nick and Susan, I'll share more of your answers. I just needed to get them a little closer in front of me here. So Nick in New York City has the correct answer. Lucy Arnaz, Lonnie Anderson, Louie Anderson, Leon Ames, Laverne Andrews, Lou Adler, Lou Albano, Lou Antonio, Lou Alcindor, Laurie Anderson, Louisa May Alcott, Lance Allworth, Lou Ayers, Lyle Alzado, and Lynn Anderson. Great guesses. And Nick and Susan do have the correct answer. Kathy and Jack have the correct answer, as well as Lance Armstrong. James in Freiburg always has great guesses. Little Abner, Lily Allen, Lonnie Anderson, and Louie Anderson. Well done, James. Bill also has great guesses. John in Economy Borough pointed out there are not as many LAs as you might think. Well, Bill apparently feels the same way because he's nominated Larmer Avenue and Turtle Creek in the East Pittsburgh. Larmer Avenue, it's not Larmer Avenue, but a great guess. Lonnie Anderson from Kathy and Jack. The correct answer from a half of the dynamic duo, Linda and Collier, who also guessed Lance Allworth. Susan has Lucy Arnaz, as does Bill. Jim in Crafton Heights adds Louisa May Alcott. Annie in Eastern Pennsylvania has Lily Allen. And the correct answer, Nick and Susan have Lawrence of Arabia, plus Lee Atwater and Lou Adler. Nick in West Mifflin, happy birthday, has Larry Adler, Lou Ayers, and Lance Armstrong. Susan just got the correct answer. Larry in Elwood City. It is who you think it is, and I'm glad. Patrick of Stanton Heights has the correct answer. Plus Lord Attenborough, Luis Alba, Louisa May Alcott, Lonnie Anderson, Liam Aiken, Louis Arquette, Luis Alvarez, and Lance Armstrong. Another guest of Lily Allen from Kathy and Jack. Aline in Maine has the correct answer. Bruce has the correct answer, as well as a guess of Louisa May Alcott. Gail in Stanton Heights has the correct answer. Louisa May Alcott and Lance Armstrong. Mike has Lance Armstrong as well. Lorendo Almeida is somebody who Van in Elwood City admires. You're making me look it up. A Brazilian guitarist. In classical jazz and Latin music, I'm going to look him up further now that I see that. Bill just came up with the correct answer. And John and Addie said, we're going to go with blank blank because that person has not yet been mentioned. Good strategy. Bill in Homer City has Lynn Anderson. And Bernard in Edna got the correct answer and said, I usually don't get any of these, and now I got two today. Well done, Bill, with your guesses, and well done, Bernard and Edna. And I'm going to take a quick look to see if there are any additional guesses, and then we'll reveal the correct answer. Yvonne just had a guess of Lonnie Anderson. And it turns out that John and Addie in Easter, Bill, the aforementioned Bernard with his two correct answers today, Mike, Gail, Bruce, Aline, Patrick, Larry, Susan, and Annie, and Linda, and also Kathy, Nick and Susan, and John all came up with the correct answer. Louis Armstrong is who we were looking for this morning.
Hello, darling. This is Louis, darling. It's so nice to have you back where you belong. Looking swell, darling. I can tell, darling. You still glowing strong. I feel the room sway, but the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So take a rap, fellas. Find an empty lap, fellas. Darling, never go away again. But the band's playing one of our old favorite songs from way back when. So, golly gee, fellas, have a little faith in me, fellas. Golly, never go away, fellas. Never go away, darling. Never go away again.
Who's the real ambassador? It is evident we represent American society, noted for its etiquette, its manners and sobriety. We have followed protocol with absolute propriety. We're Yankees to the core. We're the real ambassadors, though we may appear as bars. We are diplomats in a proper hat. Our identity comes habitual along with all the ritual. The diplomatic corps has been analyzed and criticized by NBC and CBS. Senators and congressmen are so concerned they can't be said. State Department stands and all your coup d'etat has met success and caused this great uproar. Who's the real ambassador? Ambassador. It is evident we represent American society, noted for its etiquette, its manners, and sobriety. We have followed protocol with absolute propriety. We Yankees to the core. We're the real ambassadors, though we may appear as bars. We are diplomats in a proper hat. Our attitude comes habitual along with all the ritual. The diplomatic corps has been analyzed, criticized by embassy and CBS. Senators and congressmen, the soldiers, and the cash. State Department and Martin Luther King, men sex across this great uproar. Who's the real ambassador? Yeah, the real ambassador.
I'm the real ambassador. It is evident I was sent by government to take your place. All I do is play the blues and meet the people face to face. I'll explain and make it plain. I represent the human race and don't pretend no more. Who's the real ambassador? Certain facts we can't ignore. In my humble way, I'm the USA. Though I represent the government don't represent some policies I'm for. Oh, we learn to be concerned about the constitutionality in our nation. Segregation isn't a legality. Soon our only differences will be in personality. That's what I stand for. Real ambassador, yes, the real ambassador.
In his humble way, he's the USA. Though he represents the government don't represent some policies he's for. Oh, we've learned to be concerned about the constitutionality. In our nation, segregation isn't a legality. Soon our only differences will be in personality.
That's what I stand for.
He's the real ambassador, yes, the real ambassador.
Louis Armstrong, backed there by Dave Brubeck and Lambert Hendricks and Ross. That song gives me chills. And do you know this story? Louis Anderson, our guest who today, back in 1956, the United States State Department began hiring leading American jazz musicians, including Louis Armstrong, Dizzy Gillespie, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, and the others I just mentioned, to be ambassadors for the United States overseas, to be cultural ambassadors, to try to improve the image the United States had overseas. And that effort began in 1956. And the real ambassadors song that you just heard is from a musical created by Dave and Iola Brubeck in collaboration with Louis Armstrong and his band to present this period of history and the activities. And that musical, the soundtrack of the musical was released in 1962. You also heard Hello, Dolly, a big hit for Louis Armstrong. Congratulations if you came up with him. He was our guess who today. L.A. Louis Armstrong. Lou Alcindor was another guest that I missed sharing with you from Dust Bowl Jack and Warren. And Charlie also came up with Louis Armstrong. Nice to have Chad Green back with us after some vacation time and doing a little water skiing, possibly. He intended to ski on snow. I think he still got some snow in there. In fact, you were probably beyond listening range, but a new song came in last week that I thought you'd enjoy, and we'll play it for you in a few moments, Chad. I see Katie Kears is also here, and Ty Chorosky. Today, our Youth Media Center is going to be the site for a teen roundtable about Valentine's Day, going in whatever direction they choose to have it go in. That's at 12:30. You can find all of our teen programs described at ymc.slbradio.org. That's another new website that's up and running, ymc.slbradio.org. And it's mentioned earlier this morning, get ready for the brand new slbradio.org, our main website. Is about to undergo a big transformation. It takes place on Monday. We will appreciate your feedback. I'm sure there'll be a few items to shake out, as they say, but we're excited. After a lot of work, the new website will be faster, easier to navigate, and make our job of serving the community even more robust as we do this work. It all happens on Monday.
Headliner joins you in supporting SLB Radio and Youth Express. Headliner is a cloud-based software that media makers can use to add video to podcasts, music, and other audio projects, making it easier to share their creations via social media, YouTube, and websites. Headliner also offers a photo and video library, text captioning, and simplified audio-video editing. Additional information is available at headliner.app.
Did you know that we have a weekly newsletter? It tells you what's coming up on the very next edition of the Saturday Light Brigade. There's always a puzzle for you to solve. And other SLB news is there too. It's issued every Thursday night. And if you would like to subscribe to it, just send us your email address at slb@slbradio.org, and we'll make sure that you're added to the list. Incidentally, we keep our names and addresses private. So once you subscribe, rest assured that information won't be shared. And there's unsubscribe information on every email we send if you decide it's not for you. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions.
I've been praying for a powder day, but it looks like it's gonna rain. I've been wishing for a little snow. Yeah, I've been jonesing for a little. I've been skating on thin ice, and someday I'll pay the price. Told me to slow down, but it's hard to hear when you're on the ground. So let it snow, let it snow, let it blow, let it blow. It's a powder day. So let it snow, let it snow, let it blow. Slopes are rocky up ahead. Think I'll take the trees instead. Take an extra turn or two and bring me right back home to you. Searching for that perfect line. Yeah, any kind will do just fine. Cut it straight or send it true. Whatever it takes to get you through. So let it snow, let it snow, let it blow, let it blow. It's a powder day. So let it snow, let it snow, let it blow.
You need to wonder how leftover salmon got its name. I'm sure they've been asked. It would be a name that sticks with you, that's for sure. And there they are, leftover salmon. And Powder Day. A single from Compass Records. They should have a new album coming out. not too long from now, we have a game to play with you this hour that will invite your participation. We're going to celebrate some idiomatic expressions, all revolving around one particular word.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible in part with support from Spatial, providing customizable radio automation software and streaming solutions to radio stations, broadcasters, and businesses around the world since 1999. Additional information is available at spatial.com. That's SPACIAL.com.
So nice to have you with us today, and I hope that you'll be able to be with us in our next hour, too. We have some Shakespeare monologue and scene contest honorees, including a couple students from Environmental Charter School. They're in fourth grade, a sixth grader from Pittsburgh Kappa, and a homeschooled student. Also, next hour, we have three high school seniors representing junior achievement of Western Pennsylvania's 18 under 18 program. And you want to spend more? You want to spend the entire morning together? Stick around after 11 o'clock because the Turpentiners are here. Not only great musicians, but great people. I always enjoy having them with us. Bette Hartledge, Adam Frew, Ron Meising, one of my longest friendships in the bluegrass world. I almost said oldest, Ron. I changed it. Oops. I guess I said it anyway. And Megan Williams. They'll be here with some great live music just after 11 o'clock. Well, today, we're going to spend some time with some idiomatic expressions involving the word book. There are quite a lot. And I'll give you a few clues for some just to get us started. And you can respond by answering them. And you could either give me some clues for ones of your own, or if you'd prefer, just give us the additional idiomatic expressions that you've come up with. Does that make sense? So one clue we could give you is: don't evaluate something based on its appearance. Don't evaluate something based on its appearance. That would be, don't judge a book by its cover, right? And the Sears catalog. This one might date you a little bit. The Sears catalog was known as the Wish Book. The Wish Book. So here is a clue for a person who is very transparent and shares things about his or her life without much of a filter or without any hesitation at all. And here's a clue somewhat similar. It's used to describe a person who may not be so transparent with respect to what they share, but is somebody who you can almost immediately figure out what they're up to and the kind of person they are because of this characteristic, you would say this about that person. 412-200-5975. 412-200-5975. And please consider sharing your own idiomatic expressions. They all contain the word book. Dan and Clarion knows that the person who is transparent is like an open book. Like an open book. And Gail came up with, when you can determine characteristics of a person, I can read you like a book. I can read you like a book. Well done. Alan has one to challenge me. When everything is done and no more changes can be made, would that be close the book? We're going to close the book on this one? I think that's it. 412-200-5975. Wear their emotions on their sleeve, writes Jesse in Point Breeze. I think that would be to be an open book. John in Grove City, also knew read them like an open book. And Jesse, no need to be sorry. That was a good clue. Aline knew an open book. Alan says the person who is easy to read is an open book, because we were just discussing. There's a lot of these. Oh. Jesse, that's a great one that you just sent. So, based on Jesse just submitted this one, which is great. Steve McGarrett's famous line. Steve McGarrett's famous line. And I think John in Grove City. Oh. This is different, actually. John in Grove City asks you what a judge does to someone. Not unlike Steve McGarrett's famous line, but somewhat different. What a judge does to someone. That comes from John. This is a good one. This is what happens when if you've overextended yourself time-wise, they say you're this. If you've overextended yourself time-wise, they say you are this. 412-200-5975. You can join us on the radio, by the way, or you can use that number to text us or to call us. And Jack is here, Dust Bowl Jack in Warren, Ohio, calling by phone. He's been with us just about all morning long, too. Hey, Jack.
Good morning.
Have you got the answer, or do you have a clue for us?
I'm going to tell you a description, and you're going to tell me what I'm going for.
I'll try.
Okay. Two people of similar personalities.
Not bookends.
Yes, it.
Oh, very good. That made me think of that old Simon Garfunkel song, Old Friends. Old friends sat on the park bench like bookends. That is an excellent one. Let's see, I, knowing you love cars, if you take your car to a mechanic for a repair and the mechanic likes you so much, he decides to do it and not charge you, and you kind of wink at each other, no money exchanges hands. This would describe that transaction.
Oh, I can't think of the right word for it.
Yeah, there's a lot of ways you could describe it. It would be off something,
off the book.
Off the books, that's it. It happens so rarely, it would be hard to figure out. Let's see if there are any that have come in. There are quite a few people sending some in as we talk here. Oh, my goodness. Oh, Jim just said, keep it off the books. Oh, did you know about this one? If you schedule yourself too many times, and including maybe saying you're going to be somewhere, saying you're going to be somewhere for something, and then also at the exact same time you're going to be somewhere else.
I would call that overbooked.
Overbooked, exactly. Well done. Thanks for calling us.
Okay, Larry, you have a good day now.
You too. And Alain in Maine also knew overbooked or double booked. Jim in Crafton Heights said, what about making an airline reservation? That would be booking it. And what a judge does, John in Economy Borough had it. Throw the book at him. And Pappy Dog is in New Concord, Ohio. And he knew that Jesse, what I said, Steve McGarrett's line. Book 'em, Dano. Book 'em, Dano. Well done. Gail in Stanton Heights also knew that, as well as throw the book at someone. And Jim in Crafton Heights had that as well. Craig in Macon, Georgia. Oh, that's a good one. If you are going to do something following every... If you're going to do something perfectly, making sure that every step is done, not skipping any detail, you will have done it this way. Craig, that's a great one. Thank you. Oh, very good, Susan. Susan has this for you. An avid reader. Do you know what that would be? Again, the term must contain book. Gail in Stanton Heights says, to be liked by someone. I do not know that one. To be liked by someone. Oh, here's one. If you and another person are of a like mind, they sometimes say that the two of you do this. If you and another person are of a like mind, they say you do this. I'm writing this one down because I don't want to forget to give you the correct answer if you don't hear it. Mike and Ralph are off to karate class. 90-minute classes now. And I'm glad you're going to be tuned in for the Turpentiners later today. And somebody who loves to read could be bookish. There's another one, too. Mike also noted open book. And somebody who likes to read, I think this is what Susan was thinking of, a bookworm. And Aileen also, in addition to coming up with bookworm, just came up with what I was thinking of before, was somebody who does everything perfectly, following every single step. That would be somebody who does it by the book. Alan just added this clue, financial mischief. Financial mischief, is that cooking the books? I'm going to go with cooking the books for that one. Gail also knew by the book. What a crooked accountant will do. John and Economy Burrow sent that to us. And he sent the answer to cooking the books. Oh, very good. Mike and Mars says an old-fashioned way to determine the price of a car. This still exists, but there are other methods, too. That would be its blue book value, or the blue book. Jim in Crafton Heights knew off the books from earlier. So if somebody thinks exactly the same way you do, there's an expression that fits that. If you think exactly the same way, I'm looking at Charlie's clue, and I need a little bit more before I can give that one out to you. Oh, Aileen in Maine says, how about somebody who collects bets? That would be a bookie, right? And John in Economy, a new bookworm. And Nick in West Mifflin. Place a wager. That would be a bookie or somebody making book as well. So we have somebody who you agree with. Never occurred to me to say this, but you would be on the same page, but that's not the expression. And what about somebody who can do just about anything in his or her line of work, can do anything to solve a problem or get something done? And this would be something you might do the night before the big test. What you might do the night before a big test. And Alan just got the expression for thinking the same way, which would be singing from the same hymn book or reading from the same book. Well done. Ah, Nick and Wes Mifflin gave a clue earlier that I did not get. This would be for something that serves as a perfect representation. A perfect representation of something would be this. So we've got a few out. Something you do the night before a big test. And somebody who knows all the solutions, all the various ways of getting something accomplished. Ty mentions one, go really fast. And he was wondering about the etymology behind that, too. To go really fast, that would be booking. You know, we're really booking, or let's book. And I don't know the etymology behind that. That's interesting, the origin. 412-200-5975. This has been a lot of fun, and Ricky was the one who came up with this game today, so thank you. If it hadn't been fun, I would say I did it, but Ricky did come up with it. And that perfect illustration or perfect representation, that is a textbook example. Thank you, Elaine. And Alan knows that the night before a big test, you might hit the books. And somebody that knows how to do just about anything, I'll give you the answer to that in a moment. John and Marjorie in Harrisville, good morning, said artist who recorded green onions. Most people call them scallions. No, the artist who recorded green onions. I'll give you the answer to both of those in just a moment.
Pittsburgh Community Television, PCTV, joins you in supporting SLB Radio. PCTV is a nonprofit organization that provides community members and organizations access to media production resources and programming opportunities that empower, educate, and enhance the community. More information is available at pctv21.org.
Jim and Crafton Heights just gave a clue of web browser shortcut. That's a great clue. That would be a bookmark. And John and Marjorie in Harrisville, the artist behind Green Onions is Booker T and the MGs. And to the person that knows every way of doing something, that's somebody who knows every trick in the book. Thanks for playing along with us this morning. Stick around. We have some students that are going to share some monologues with us as part of the Shakespeare Monologue and Scene Contest. Plus, from Junior Achievement of Western Pennsylvania, three high school seniors will talk about their work. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square. Along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. The Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIU PFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio.
We've now reached the audience participation portion of our album. This is an old sing-along song, and What we'd like for you to do is to listen to the chorus of this song and then sing along with us. We'll go through it once and then we want you all to sing along. A sultan sat on his oriental mat in his harem in downtown Persia. He took a sip of coffee, just a drip, and he said to his servant, "Curse ya! Ah, curse ya, curse ya, curse ya! That's the worst cup of coffee in Persia. Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea."
You got it? Well, join right in.
In days of old, when nice and men were bold and whiskey was much cheaper, Ben Turpin rode to a coffee shop and showed his pistols to the keeper. He said, "Stand and deliver! Can't you see that I'm all a quiver? Cause all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea." When Bonaparte found that he was in the cart and he lost that Waterloo fight, he gave his sword to Wellington, my lord, and he said, "Those bitches can't have that. Now you've had your Waterloo, say, tell me what am I having with you, say? Kiss. Element is a baby, give a kiff, get made in a baby, give a kiff, hip, hit. And maybe if my dance, pretty when a baby, give a kiff, give a kiff, hit. And give a piss, and then give a piss, the end of your step name. If you can't tell a baby, give a kiff, and a baby, give a kiff, better hit a kiff, a tail." Well, we didn't exactly expect you to sing along with that last part since it was in French. This is your last chance, however. It is the People Magazine version of this song, and it goes like this. Now King Solomon and his queen would carry on, so we heard in the ancient scandals. He bought her lots of silver coffee pots with diamond legs and handles. And said the queen of Sheba, "I'd rather have any old Teba. Cause everybody, all I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper copper pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper copper coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea. All I want is a proper cup of coffee made in a proper cup of coffee pot. I may be off my dot, but I want a proper coffee in a proper cup of pot. Iron coffee pots and tin coffee pots, they are no use to me. If I can't have a proper cup of coffee in a proper cup of coffee pot, I'll have a cup of tea."
Trout fishing in America. Did what I want is a proper cup of coffee. Boy, there are a lot of people out here. I think they can all hear. It's like a paparazzi out there in the Youth Media Center. And why are they all assembled? They're all assembled because we have five students that are all participants in the Pittsburgh Public Theater Shakespeare Monologue and Scene Contest, and you'll get a chance to meet each of them and hear some scenes